Lansing City Council approved a medical marijuana ordinance more than a week ago that sets the cap on the number of dispensaries at 25. With unofficial estimates putting the number of dispensaries in the city as high as 70, this has dispensary owners concerned.
As far as the cap goes, I don't see how that's going to increase access to patients, which is honestly the whole idea behind the act, so I see that as a negative.
Jacob Rufenacht is the owner of Kind Dispensary on Michigan Avenue. He's worried about his patients because he's seen how much medical marijuana helps them.
It's a life-changing drug for them to experience. I mean, I've seen people stop taking 10 different pharmaceuticals and be able to take essentially a 12 and a half milligram dose of medical marijuana and, you know, stop taking all of the pharmaceuticals, relieve all of their symptoms and pain, and go about their life in a normal way with almost zero side effects. I mean, that's as good as it gets in my mind.
His dispensary is situated close to two churches, and this will be a problem for him because of another aspect of the new ordinance, distance regulations. A marijuana dispensary will be required to be at least 1,000 feet from a school and 500 feet from churches, playgrounds, and other dispensaries. Lansing City Council President Patricia Spitzley says dispensaries that aren't in compliance won't be able to stay where they are.
All the facilities, everybody starts at ground zero. So if you're currently operating a dispensary and you're within the setback for a church, you're going to need to find a new location.
Lansing's ordinance has taken years to finalize. And while the debates have drawn out and the different drafts have been written and rewritten, the state of Michigan has been working on its licensing procedures, too. Patricia Spitzley explains that the city ordinance had to line up with these impending state licensing procedures.
When we put together the ordinance, it was important to us as a council that whoever applied for and received a license for a dispensary, we were relatively confident that our requirements were such that, you know, they could go get a state license.
Some examples of what Lansing and the state of Michigan will require of applicants who want licenses are a business plan, a security plan, a plan for disposal of byproducts of marijuana processing, and proof of $100,000 in equity. Now, the city ordinance probably won't go into effect until the state finalizes its licensing structure. The state's Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, or LARA, says the regulatory framework will be implemented by December 15th. And it warned that any dispensaries that remain open after that date could be taking a risk. Again, Council President Spitzley.
They're saying that you could be at a significant disadvantage. They haven't really said what that disadvantage is going to be, but I think their intent is to make sure all the dispensaries start on a level playing field. And so they want all of them closed before they apply for licenses.
But Jacob Rufenacht says not only can he not afford to close, his patients can't afford for him to.
We are seeing a lot of scared patients, a lot of people wondering where their meds are going to come from, how they're going to get them, and how they're going to get the edibles, the oils, and the things that their caregiver just can't make. Patients are calling us every day, worried that their dispensary or we are going to close. We really have no plans to close unless we're forced to. We're here for the patients.
He understands the need for regulation. He just doesn't think patient access should be jeopardized in the process.
There needs to be a way to start the new licensed dispensaries and ensure that medicine is obtainable and uninterrupted for all of the patients. There's no other way to do it.
But at this point, the state doesn't seem to see it that way. And how that will affect patients remains to be seen. For WKAR, I'm Katie Cook.